If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. Amen. And verse 1. And the Bible says, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. He opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, and he hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed and shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." Amen. I want to preach this morning, chapter 53 of Isaiah. The first verse, he said, "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" I want to preach a question this morning. Who is it? Who is it that he's talking about? Who is this man that Isaiah is telling us about this morning? Do you know who it is? Do you know the man that he's talking about? The Bible says, "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." God help our souls young as today. Do you know who it is? Do you know who he's talking about today? Do you know the one? He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. And when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed and shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. Hey, glory be to God. Amen. Thank God today that satisfied the one that satisfied. Praise his holy name. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. I want to say this morning, do you know the one that he's talking about? Do you know the one Isaiah's telling us about? Do you know the one that he's writing about in Isaiah 53? Can you see him this morning? Amen. Praise God. With your spiritual eye, do you know him? Praise God. This morning, out in the depths of your soul, I'm not talking about a head knowledge. I'm talking about a soul knowledge. Praise God. Of the good God of glory who loves us enough, praise God, to do this for us. Do you know the one that he's talking about? Amen. Do you know who he's talking about this morning? Amen. He said, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Do you know who he's talking about? Amen. Do you know the one that he's talking about? Amen. The Bible says, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Amen. Do you hear that this morning? He said he's going to be raised up, praise God. But he said he's nothing that we should, he's no beauty that we should desire him. The world don't desire him. The world don't belong. You know who he's talking about this morning. Amen. Do you know the one that he's writing to us about? This love letter from God, amen, tells us about someone this morning. Do you know who he's talking about? Amen. The world denies and rejects him. We cast him off. The very most important part. Amen. Amen. You bear with me this morning. Lord, lay this on my heart this way. Said he is despised and rejected of men. How many today do you know that despise and reject the precious Lamb of God? Everything in this world is more important than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you know him this morning? Amen. If we know him, praise God, we ought to pay more attention to him. Amen. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Where did that come from? That come from rejecting, amen, of the people of God. Those ones that chosen, praise God, unto repentance, amen, that we might know him in the free pardon of sin. Do you know the one he's talking about this morning? He said, we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men unto me. But you know what's wrong with us today? Praise God. We're not lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. We're not lifting up the Holy One of God. Amen. That makes a difference in the lives of men. If we could lift him up. But we don't see him. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. And he was despised and we esteemed him not. Amen. He was despised. He's still despised in this world. They don't want you to preach. They don't want you to sing. They don't want you to pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. But praise be to God, a name beyond all names, praise God. A name by which all men must be saved. Amen. Do you know who he's talking about? Do you know the one this morning, praise God, that paid the ultimate sacrifice? Do you esteem him? Do you lift him up? Amen. Praise the Lord. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Amen. You see him, you know what, so many times, we see him smitten, we see him on the cross. Amen. We see him dying on the cross for old sinners. Amen. But do we recognize, praise God, that it went way past that? That God loved us enough, praise God, that the Son of Man died for me and you. Amen. He said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. Amen. For all the times that we tried to do right and we missed the mark, Brother Andrew. All those times that we tried in our self-righteousness to do what was right and we missed the mark. How many times have you ever missed the mark? Huh? How many times have you ever tried and failed in this old flesh in which we live? But God Almighty, He died for those missed times, praise God, where we miss the mark. Amen. Where we come up dissatisfactory to ourselves and to a holy God. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, our sinfulness. Amen. The Bible says we've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. He died, praise God. He was wounded, praise God, for our sinfulness. He took the beating, praise God, that belonged to me and you. Amen. Do you know who it is? Do you know the one this morning, praise God, that He's talking about? Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. The Bible says the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Amen. It said He took upon Himself the beating, praise God, that belonged to me and you. We deserve those beatings. We deserve those scourges. We deserve persecution. Amen. But Jesus Christ, praise God, took it upon Himself. Amen. Bless His holy name. In Isaiah 52 and verse 13, He said, "Behold, my servant shall deal prudently." Amen. A wise servant that we have. He shall be exalted. That means to raise up. That means, praise God, when He was lifted up on the cross of Calvary, amen, He was exalted on high. Amen. He was exalted. He was lifted above. Up, glory to God. He was lifted above this old world that we live. He was lifted up, praise God, above sin and shame and the iniquity, praise God, and the sinful shamefulness that so easily besets us. He was lifted up above that. Amen. He was lifted up, praise God, above all the wickedness of the world. Amen. But he didn't stop there. He was said He was exalted. Amen. And He goes on and says, He says, extolled to be very high. He was lifted up for the sins of the world, but praise God, He didn't stop there. He died and He rose again and He ascended up to glory. Amen. Amen. To set at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me. Who did that? Amen. It was the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that was extolled, that was lifted up, praise God, that ascended to glory. Amen. Who is it? Who is it? It's the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of mankind. Amen. But notice verse 6. He said, "All men like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." Does that sound familiar? Amen. All we like sheep have gone astray. He said, we've turned to our own way. Huh? How many in the world today are doing that? How many people do you know today that's a turning to their own way? But I want to say there's their own way and there's God's way. Amen. We're living in a day and an hour of darkness when people are turning their backs on God. People say, "Well, preacher, we know we're living in the Laodicean age. We're living in the last age, praise God, and we're living in a time of falling away." I want to say, glory be to God, we may be in the Laodicean age, but we're not the Laodicean church. Amen. Glory be to God. He said we are the church of Philadelphia, amen, that's standing with the door open, compelling folks to come in. Amen. Amen. That they might be saved. He said He was lifted up. He was extolled. He was made high. Amen. He said, "And many were astounded at the astonishment they had." Now listen to me very carefully for a minute. He said, "His visage was so marred, more than any man, and His form more than the sons of men." Amen. Said he was beaten beyond recognition. Huh? Our Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He was scourged, He was beaten. He said, "Many of us have gone astray." Amen. But praise God, He comes to seek and to save that was lost. He comes looking, praise God, and when He comes looking, He comes to find. Amen. And when He finds you, praise God, He can do a work in you if you'll let Him this morning. Amen. Praise God. But He was marred. You know why? He took our beating, Brother X. that cat of nine tails, they hung him up out there. And they took that cat of nine tails, and that old soldier, he knew how to use it. It had those pieces of bone and glass and everything else. And every time he cut that cat of nine tails, he'd jerk off big old flabs of flesh. Amen. Can you see our Savior as he took that? Why did he do that? Why did he endure such abuse? Amen. Because the love of God, praise God, came down from heaven and came down to man, praise God, that we might have a Savior. He took the scourge and the beating, praise God, that belonged to me and you. We deserve to be in hell with our back broke. Amen. But Jesus Christ, praise God, looked down through eternity past to eternity future, and He seen me and you, praise God. He saw us in our sin, our sinfulness, our vileness, our wickedness, praise God. Yet He came anyway. And He took that beating. Amen. And they said when they got done beating Him, by the time He carried that cross, drug it up Calvary's hill, them were beating Him as He went, trying to get Him to hurry up, not to quit. But I want to say glory be to God. He had planned from eternity past to hang upon the cross of Calvary. It was in His plan, praise God. We were in His knowledge. And amen. He didn't come to quit, praise God. He came to finish a work, and finish it He did. Amen. Took all that beating when they got Him. He laid down there on that cross, and them old Roman soldiers, that's type of me and you, by the way. Amen. Amen. Just old wicked sinners took him old rusty spike nails and began to pound them into his hands and his feet. And he took that. And as they looked upon him, his visage was so marred. His features were so marred. You couldn't even tell what they were nailing on that cross. And he took that for me and you. Can you see him as they hung him up there? Just a slab of minced meat. They took those crowns of thorns, drove them down into his head. Those long spike thorns off of those over there, that's 2-3 inches long. They planted that crown thorn, they drove it into his head, mocked him and made fun of him. You say, well, preacher, why did they do it? Why do we do that? Why do we mock God? Amen. He's real today, praise God. He died for old sinners. Amen. If we ain't careful, we're no better than these folks. We've all gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Why did he endure? Why did he endure such a beating? Why did he could have called 10,000 angels, praise God, and it wouldn't have took but one. Amen. They could have come down in this whole world that we know of, praise God, and be gone. But the Bible said that God so loved the world, praise God, that he sent us a Savior, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. He sent someone, praise God, to take our iniquity upon himself. To take our sinfulness. Now, does that give us a license to sin? God forbid. But because of what he did, praise God, we ought to stand up and say, because Jesus took that for me, I'm going to live, praise God, for him. Amen. See, we can't live without Christ in us, the hope of glory. He is the liver, amen. Praise the Lord. Without the liver, there's no life. Amen. You ask this doctor here, he'll tell you. Your liver goes bad in a couple of weeks, you're gone. If you make it that long. You'll turn back. Because that liver, it takes all those defilements out of your body and it gets rid of it. It filters it out. But I want to say, that's what Christ in you does. He filters out those things in you, praise God, that would defile. Those impurities. Amen. It's filtered out through the liver so that we can live. See, we're living in a day and an hour. There's a whole lot of people. Now listen to me. There's a whole lot of people that don't have a filter. Amen. Same manner on me. There's a whole lot of folks that don't have a filter. That's why we can live any which way and it don't bother us. But praise God, when we realize who this is, when we realize what He done for us, praise God, that filter comes into effect and it begins to work in our lives. It begins to filter out those impurities. And I told you, I got to look at that one time I preached a message on the liver. Amen, how it's got that piece of cartilage in the middle shaped like a cross. And there's a big side and a little side and it has to go, that blood has to flow up, past that cross, past that cartilage, amen, to get to the side where it can do us good. Amen. God, hey, God knew what we needed. He knew if we began to even look within ourselves, praise God, that we'd find the answer. I want to say the world's looking for answers all over the place. We're looking for happiness and joy and all these things, praise God. And it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. He took the sin and iniquity, praise God, is what brings us down. But the Lord Jesus Christ exalted, lifted up, that brings us out. Amen. He lifts us up. Amen. This is up past our own sinfulness and our own desires. The Lord laid on Him the iniquity of us all. The Bible says He was oppressed. He was afflicted. He was pushed down. He was beaten. Yet He opened not His mouth. You know what? You know what that says? Brother Andrew, Jesus took all your beating for you. He knew how we were. He knew the sinfulness that we're as apt to get into. Yet He took it, praise God, and He didn't say a word. Amen. You know what? If somebody got us and they drug us up there to the courthouse and said, you know what? There's somebody in your family that's been doing awful wicked things and we're going to have to beat you for it. We'd go and say, well, wait a minute. You need to go get them. I didn't do that. I'm not responsible for what they did. I'm not responsible for what they do. But the Bible says our Lord Jesus Christ, He knew what we did. He knew how vile and wicked this old flesh could be. Amen. He knew the temptations that would come our way that we'd succumb to. He knew the lust of this old flesh. But yet He stood there and He took our beating. Amen. He was afflicted, praise God. He took it and He never said a word. He stood there, she stood there sighing. They was accusing, they was talking, they was abusing, they were bashing. But praise God, our Lord just stood there and took it all. You know what? Sometimes we think, well, you know what, preacher, you know, I do more, but we're so persecuted. Oh, we're so persecuted, you know. I went up and knocked on the door the other day, preacher, tell somebody that Jesus, and they said they didn't want to hear it. Oh, I feel so persecuted. Huh? Oh, there's nobody wants God. I feel so persecuted. I feel so violated because they didn't want to hear about Jesus. How do you think Jesus felt? Amen. He was there, praise God. He was oppressed. He was afflicted. Yet He opened not His mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and a sheep before a shearers is dumb, so He opened not His mouth. Amen. Never said a word. Took all of our sin upon Himself, became sin for us. He that knew no sin, never sinned, never had a sinful thought. Amen. But He took our sin upon Him. Amen. Who is this man that Isaiah is talking about? It's the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Amen. Amen. Bless His holy name. Amen. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare His generation? For He was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression, listen to this, of My people was He stricken. Amen. He was taken out of the land. Why? Because of sinful people like us. Because of old sinners, amen. In need of a Savior. Needing an intercessor. Somebody to go before. Amen. A propitiation. A price of that sin. So I want to say a sin has a price today. Amen. But Jesus paid the price. So that we could go free. Amen. All we got to do is believe on Him. He made His grave with the wicked and with the rich in His death. Because He had done no violence, neither was deceit found in His mouth. Amen. He wasn't a phony, in other words. Amen. He didn't put up a front. It wasn't for a show. Amen. He was the real, genuine article, praise God. He loved humanity, praise God, with a godly love. That's why He came to me and you. And He came for me and you. He said, but it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. He hath put Him to grief. When thou shalt make His soul an offering for sin, He shall see His seed and shall prolong His days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in His hand. Amen. What we're living right here today, praise God, in the presence of the Lord, in this little church, in this family, as believers, the Lord Jesus Christ, it is prospering because what this man done for me and you. We're prospering in the Lord, praise God. We're just partakers, amen. In the testament of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we have an inheritance. Amen. 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 It's life's will and testament of Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, saying, hey, listen, don't worry. Hey, praise God. He paid it all. He that hath the Son hath life. Amen. What does that mean, praise God? It means if you've got the Lord Jesus Christ in your life today, that you've got it all.
Amen.
He that takes the Son takes life. Amen. You remember the story of the portrait of the soldier, the son? Amen. The one that got the son got it all. Amen. I want to say, praise God. Hey, listen, it's not what we can gain in this world. It's not what we have in this world. It's not even the excitement and the fun that we have in this world. It's that we have promised that's out of this world. Amen. Joy and peace. I'm talking about joy that comes from the Lord. I've told you before, happiness depends on what happens. But joy comes from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, from having Him as your Lord and Savior, from trusting in Him, from following after Him under that promise that's been given. Amen. The Bible said it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. Amen. It pleased the Lord. You say, well, how could that be? Because God loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that through Him we might have life and have it in abundance. Amen. Why? Because God loved us that much. Amen. Over in John chapter 10. In John chapter 10, they asked Jesus a question, trying to understand what He was talking about. And in verse 7, Jesus said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Listen, verse 9. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Amen. He said, if any man will come to the door. Jesus said, the door's open, praise God. Amen. It's an open door. Amen. He's standing on the outside, and He's saying, if you'll come to me, He said, I'll sup with you, and you can sup with me. And you'll find pasture, praise God, in the presence of the Lord. Bless His holy name. He said, I am the door, praise God. In John chapter 6, in verse 44, He tells us how we get to the door. He said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I'll raise him up at the last day. He said, hey, it says, it's when the Holy Ghost of God knocks on your heart's door. Amen. And He points you to the door. Amen. It takes the Holy Ghost of God. Hey, I want to say, those of you say, well, I'm going to wait till I get old. I'm going to wait till I sow all my wild oats. And when I get all that done, then I'm going to get saved. I want to say, the Bible said, today is the day of salvation. Today's the day that we need to get in. Today's the day that we need to get to the door. Amen. How do you know? Because when the Holy Ghost of God knocks on your heart's door. Amen. And He said, this one that Isaiah was talking about, this one that died for the sins of the world, amen. Praise God. When He knocks, we need to answer. Amen. We need to answer. Praise the Lord. In verse 37 of chapter 6 in John, He says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And listen to what He says, and him that cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. Amen. Holy Ghost of God's knocking on your heart's door, and He said, you know what? That Isaiah was talking about, He died for you. Amen. Would you like to accept Him today? Holy Ghost of God knocks on your heart's door, and He said, today's the day. God wants to save you. Amen. Today's the day. He said, no man can come to me except the Father. You can't wait till you want to. Amen. If you wait till you want to, wait till you feel like it, you may be left behind. Amen. But praise be to God, if God the Holy Ghost is knocking on your heart's door, you'll open that door, you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, He'll come in. Verse 40, it says, and this is the will of Him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on Him may have everlasting life. Amen. Everyone, have you seen the Son this morning? Amen. Do you see the one that Isaiah is talking about? Do you see the one, praise God, that died for the sins of humanity? Amen. That came and lived a perfect sin and died for mine and your sins. Can you see Him this morning? He said, if you can see Him this morning, praise God. Holy Ghost of God, deal with your heart. He said, you believe Him. That means you trust in and you rely on. And, amen. And you adhere to what God says. And God will begin to work in you, praise God, that you'll never get over. Amen. It'll endure, praise God. It worries me for folks that get in and get out and get out and get in and they don't have the joy of God in their heart. It bothers me for them. Amen. I'm afraid that they don't truly believe on Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, why? Because they're sad all the time. They don't have joy. Amen. Because they're trusting in something else. I tell you, if we trust in those things around us, they'll leave us depressed. Amen. But if we trust, we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He'll lift us up above all that. Amen. Hey, praise God, He's got a place that's higher to take us than we'll ever find here in this old world. And we ought to be looking, desiring that place. Amen. Raise His holy name. He said, I will raise Him up at the last day. And then in John chapter 10, Jesus said in verse 25, He said, Jesus answered Him, I told you, and you believe not. The works I do in My Father's name, they bear witness of Me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of My sheep, as I said unto you. You know why most of the world don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? They don't believe this blessed old book. It's because they're not His sheep. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I told you, I believe this book absolutely. This is absolute truth, and I believe it absolutely. Amen. From Genesis 1:1 all the way through Book of Revelation, I put in Genesis 1:1. I believe. Amen. It's the voice of God. It's God Almighty speaking our heart, revealing Himself to old sinners like us. I believe Him today. Praise the Lord. I believe Him. There's a whole lot of people that's not His sheep. They don't believe. How do you know that you're a sheep? He said, My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. How do you know if you're a sheep? Because you follow Jesus. See, I believe I'm like a Ralph Sex Sr. I believe there's a whole lot of goats in their church, in our churches. You know what goats do? They butt. They say, well, I believe it, but... Huh? I know that's the Word of God, but... You know, I'd like to live, but... I'd like to do right, but... But, you know, I know there's some... what I need to be, what I need to do, but... Amen? The Bible says, praise God, that His sheep know Him, they hear His voice, and they follow Him. That means, praise God, that we put everything else aside. It's not about me no more, but it's about Him. Amen. And praise God, when we sell out, He said if we'll submit ourselves to God, James said if we'll submit ourselves to God, amen, and resist the devil, he'll flee from us. Amen. We've got to submit, praise God, and we've got to resist, hey, praise God, and we'll have victory. But you know what's wrong with most of us, genuine, fundamental, independent, Bible-believing Baptists? We've never submitted ourselves to God. We've never made that commitment. And so, and because of that, we're in and out, we're wishy-washy, we're sheep, but we're goats, you know what I mean? I want to get in and be part of that, but. So we get wishy-washy and we get with God, because we've never truly committed, never truly sold out to God. He said, you know what? I want the best part. Amen. I want the best. Hey, I want to begin practicing, amen, for rejoicing in glory, because one day, amen, I'm going to be with my brothers and sisters in Christ forevermore. Like that song Brother Andrew sees, praise God, he said, I'm going to see my mom and daddy, everybody, praise God, it's going on to glory before me, and praise God, I'm going to look around and I'm going to find friends everywhere I go. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's not going to be nobody in heaven I don't like. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because of what Jesus Christ has done for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like the children of God. I like fellowship. I love the church. Amen. It's made a difference in my life. It'll make a difference in your life. He goes on verse 28 and said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of My hand. Amen. He said, My Father which gave them Me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of My Father's hand. But I like this part. He said, I and My Father are one. Amen. He said to Father, listen, He said to Father, reached out His hand, extending out His hand, just like He's doing this morning. God the Father extending out His hand. He said, will You come? Will you come today? Will you come accept what I've done for you? Jesus said, if you'll just come step into the Father's hand, He said, I'll cover you with the blood. Amen. He said, I'll cover you with the blood, praise God. Don't cost you a dime, amen. Praise God, all you got to do is just come realizing that you're an old sinner in need of a Savior. The hands extended, the blood will be applied, praise God, and the Holy Ghost of God, all the days of your life will come by and go, amen. Breathe on your soul, praise God. Make you alive, glory be to God. From your old deadness, He'll make you alive. Amen. Alive forevermore, praise God. So that you can tell it, so you shout it from the mountaintop, how good God has been. How good He is. Amen. Jesus said, that's what the Father wanted. Who is this man Isaiah was talking about? Do you know him today? Who is this? That he was talking. He was talking about the Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Who came, who lived, who died, who arose, who ascended, who's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you. Amen. That way when we mess up, and we will, when we mess up and we will, we can say, Heavenly Father, forgive me. In the name of Jesus, praise God, forgive me, Lord, because I've sinned. Lord, help me, praise God, to do better. Amen. I'm talking about a heart of repentance, a godly sorrow, because we've hurt the heart of our God, the one that loved us enough to give us the best that He had. Amen. And He reaches down with those great big hands of love, encircles us, pulls them unto Himself, and says, I forgive you. Amen. Glory be to God. That blood's applied. That sin's gone. Amen. Praise God, and we march on for the glory of God. And what He does, He takes us from the way we were going. That got us in that mess to begin with. Now listen to me, and I'm done. He takes us from that place that was getting us in that mess again. And when we repent of that, true heartfelt repentance, praise God, He takes and turns us around, and He heads us in a different direction. And we never go back there. Amen. Why? Because He in us, the Holy Ghost of God, puts off that alarm. Amen. Like Brother Charles said one time, like a beeper on the back of a trash truck. It goes off down the depths of your soul, praise God, and said, you don't need this. God's got something far better. And He's got it for you. And He's got it for me. Who is this man He's talking about in Isaiah 53? Who is this man? This man is the Lord Jesus Christ, the precious Lamb of God that came. Amen. The Redeemer of all men. He didn't choose to leave any out. Amen. If you get left out today, if you don't go to heaven, you'll go trampling. If you've been here this morning, you've heard this message, you'll go to hell trampling through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll trample it under feet to go to hell, lost without God for all eternity, or without end. Amen. But praise God, if you believe and trust the Lord Jesus Christ today, you say, Father, I know who that man is. And I want that right relationship with Him this morning. Lord, would You help me, an old sinner? Amen. You fall on your face, you ask Him that, and He'll save you by His marvelous grace. Amen. He'll save you if you let. Who is that man? Who is that? That's man. That's the man, Lord Jesus Christ. The man God. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, who came and lived and died for the sins of the world. Do you know that man this morning? Who is that man in your life? I want to tell you who he is, and I'm done. He's that man that came and died for your sins, for your transgressions, for every time that you've missed the mark, for every time that you've done something that was ungodly. See, there's something that's in man that's not in animals. God give us a conscience, amen, so that we might know right and wrong. And when God, the Holy Ghost, convicts our hearts and shows us something's wrong, we better listen. Amen. We better listen. We better flee from that mess, and we better run to God. And we better hang on to Him. Hey, praise God. He's got us if we let Him just hold us and love us and care for us and nurture us and help us and encourage us. Amen. And give us the courage and the boldness that we need, that we can even come into the presence of God with boldness. Amen. Do you have a need today? Is things not exactly like you think they ought to be? But praise God, He's a great big God. This one that Isaiah was talking about, that's why He came. He came for me and you so that we might have peace and joy
Amen. And have it in the Lord Jesus Christ. He paved the way. Amen. He took all the beatings, all the iniquity, all the sinfulness, all the wickedness, all the evil desires, prayed God, upon Himself. Became sin for us. He that knew no sin. So that we could be set free this morning. You know what He wants to set us free to? To have liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ. To do those things, praise God, that will magnify and uplift His name. To bring glory to God. You see, it's not about us, but it's about Him. It's about Him. Everything we ought to do. Now listen to me, and I'm finished. Everybody look at me just a second. Everything we ought to do, our heart's desire ought to be to bring glory to His name. Amen? And if it ain't going to bring glory to His name, you know what we ought to do? Just leave it alone. Amen? Find another way, another avenue. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Seek His face while He may be found. And the Bible says we'll find Him if we'll seek Him early. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this morning. It's early. We need to seek Him today.